practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast, originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio with the intent of preparing our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing church with other Christians who know and love the Lord. To begin the program this morning, let's listen to a song that's entitled, But for the Blood. We can be thankful for the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that without the remission of the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Think about that. Without Jesus Christ going to the cross and suffering and bleeding and dying for us, there would be no salvation. But because of the fact that he did shed his blood, we know that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall and can and will be saved. Praise God for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio this morning, and I do trust that you are planning on going to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. If you're here in the Altoona area and you do not have a church to attend, I would invite you to visit us as we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and then our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And then, of course, every Wednesday night we have midweek services. We begin at 6:30 with a time with the children and youth, as well as our single moms ministry. And then at 7 o'clock, our prayer meeting and Bible study. And Dr. Chris Davis continues to lead us through a verse-by-verse study of the book of Ephesians. And he's doing a tremendous job, and we thank the Lord for the opportunity that we have to study the Word of God together. If we can ever serve you spiritually, please do not hesitate to contact us. We want to help you in your walk with and relationship with the Lord Jesus. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I would encourage you to call upon His name. Ask Him to save you, and He will. And that's important because the Bible says we've all sinned and have come short to the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. So if you've never trusted Christ as Savior, call upon His name today, right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I trust You to save me, and He will. And if you make that your personal prayer, contact us here at the church. We have a little booklet that we'd like to give you. It's entitled, Now That I Believe, and it will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Our contact information is as follows. Number one, you can call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can write to us, and our mailing address is The Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Or you can email us, and that email address is simply fbc@fbcaltoona.org. fbc@fbcaltoona.org. Go to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org, and learn more about our ministries. And as I said earlier today and continue to say on this broadcast week after week, if we can help you spiritually, we would encourage you to contact us. We are not here just to put on radio programs or to conduct worship services, though we recognize that those are very important parts of our ministry. But in reality, we want to help you in your walk with and relationship with the Lord. And so don't hesitate to contact us if indeed we can do that. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank You and praise You once again for the opportunity that we have to do the program today. And I thank You for each and every one listening to us here in central Pennsylvania and beyond. Wherever they are and whoever they may be, for those who do not know You through faith in Your Son, Jesus Christ, it is my prayer that today will be the day in which they'll come to know Him, whom to know aright is life eternal and life abundant. And then, Father, I pray for Christians today that even as they listen to the broadcast, that You'll use the program to strengthen them in their walk with You, that they might be able to be more effective as Your children in this world of darkness. But take Your word today and use it in our lives. Take this program today and use it for Your intended purpose, and we'll be careful to give You the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Here's a great old hymn of the faith entitled, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 3 and read verses 20 and 21. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, which is often referred to as a great benediction of the Word of God, but listen to what it says. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. That's Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. And now before I deliver a message entitled Preparing for the Lord's Day, let's listen to a song that you may not know, but it's a great song. It's entitled, My Lord is Taking Good Care of Me.
I started my day. God's mercy was with me all of the way. His goodness stayed close by to me all my needs. My Lord is taking good care of me. I'm never forsaken. I'm never alone. One day I'm moving to my brand new home. I'm blessed beyond measure. Just look close, you'll see. Of my past, I tell him I'm forgiven and it's buried at last. The bloodshed at Calvary now speaks for me. My Lord is taking good care of me. I'm never forsaken, I'm never alone. One day I'm moving to my brand new home. I'm blessed beyond measure, just look close, you'll see.
Isn't it great to know that our Lord does take good care of us? Sometimes we cannot take care of ourselves very well, but God does take care of us because he loves us, and he has promised he will never leave us nor forsake us. And no matter what it is we are going through as Christians, he is there to take good care of us. Well, today I want to speak for a few moments on preparing for the Lord's Day. And this is not going to be an in-depth Bible teaching lesson as most of our programs afford to you. This is simply going to be a lesson that is a very practical consideration on how we can prepare to go to church. Keep in mind that this particular broadcast, The Voice of Faith, is designed to prepare us to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church on the Lord's Day. I say that at the beginning of every broadcast every Sunday morning. And that's why we do this. This is not to take the place of your Sunday morning worship, but it is to help prepare your heart to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians. I say that Sunday after Sunday. But today, I just want to focus for a few moments on preparing for the Lord's Day. You know, in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, it says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. And what that verse teaches us is that as Christians, we are to be involved more and more with the local church to encourage each other up in the things of the Lord until we see the Lord Jesus Christ, until we see him face to face, until the rapture takes place. Down through the years, I've heard people say to me, well, the Bible never tells me to go to church. Well, when it says in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, that is an exhortation to be involved with the local church and to go to church when the church doors are open. I can remember when I was a child growing up back in Fayette County of Western Pennsylvania that I loved church, and I couldn't wait to get to church, whether it was on Sunday morning or Wednesday or when we had special meetings at the church. I just couldn't wait to go because I loved the church. My dad was a churchman, I've often said, because of his very active involvement in the local church, and he passed that on to me. And I'm thankful for that because I love the ministry of the local church. But yet we are living in a day and age when many people don't attend church anymore. They find other things to do. And that is dishonoring to the Lord. So let me share with you four points to take into consideration concerning preparing for the Lord's Day. Number one, plan your schedule to go to church regularly. Plan on going to church every Sunday morning. You know, keep in mind that the Lord Jesus Christ rose again on the first day of the week. We see that in Matthew 28:1, Mark 16:2, Luke 24:1, and John 20:1. Christ came forth out of the grave to give us eternal life on the first day of the week. And the reason why we as Christians gather together on the first day of the week to worship the Lord, now certainly we can do it at other times as well, but the reason why Sunday is the main day of worship for Christians is so that we can commemorate and honor the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ and honor Christ for coming out from the grave and giving us eternal life. And so you see, if Jesus Christ died for us, was buried, and rose again for us on the first day, that is on Sunday, then certainly on Sunday, the first day of the week, you and I should respect Christ and what he did for us in his resurrection and go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church. And then along with respecting the Lord's day and honoring Christ in his resurrection, refuse planning for anything that would prevent you from honoring Christ's resurrection by going to church. Many times people plan family reunions or plan on taking some kind of a trip, or many times when they are away from their home church, they don't even go to church. Well, do as much as you possibly can to see to it that you're going to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church, whether you are at home or on a trip. But don't plan anything to take place of your Sunday worship, because keep in mind, going to church on Sunday is a tremendous way to honor Christ for the way that he came out of the grave for your salvation and for my salvation. Secondly, prepare for the time of worship at church on the Lord's Day. Prepare to go to church. Prepare spiritually, physically, and socially. Number one, prepare spiritually. As you anticipate going to church, maybe on Saturday nights or early Sunday morning, you can spend some extra time reading through the Word of God, particularly the Psalms, because in the Psalms we see that it speaks a lot concerning the greatness of our Lord. And I have found that by reading through the Psalms, I can prepare my heart for the Lord's day. But then in preparing spiritually, ask the Lord to reveal to you any unconfessed sin that's in your life. And if he reveals it to you, confess it. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When we go to church to worship the Lord, we must make certain that we do so with any sin that we have in our life being confessed. Then prepare physically. And what I mean by that is make sure that you go to bed early on Sunday night and then get up early on Sunday morning so that you get yourself a good night's sleep and so that you've got time to get up and get ready to go to church on Sunday morning. And then when it comes time to go to church, to travel to the church house, give adequate time to get there. Don't be rushing as you get there. And certainly on your way to church, avoid family arguments. I have found down through the time that many times when people, particularly with families, get up and go to church, that between the home and the church, they get in all sorts of family arguments. Well, that distracts from what the day of worship is all about. So physically prepare to go, and then socially prepare to worship the Lord. Matthew 5:23-24 teaches us that before we worship the Lord, we should make sure that we have a right relationship with others. And so when you get up to go to church on Sunday morning, or even this morning, as this is Sunday morning, If you find that you have something between you and another Christian, before you go to church, get right with them so that when you worship the Lord, you might be able to worship in spirit and in truth without any spiritual distractions, even as it relates to your social relationship with others. Number three, pray earnestly for the worship service. As you anticipate Sunday coming along and the hour of the time of worship for your church, pray, number one, for yourself, that you might be right with the Lord and that you might be ready to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Pray for your pastor that as he has been studying all week, that when he gets up to deliver the message, he would be led by the Holy Spirit and preach in the power of the Spirit of God, that God might be honored and glorified in working through the lives of those who are there. Pray for the congregation. Pray that as the congregation comes in, that everybody's hearts will be prepared to receive the Word of God. And then pray for the working of the Spirit in the lives of the people who are there. The Bible tells us that it's the Spirit of God who convicts us of sin. It's the Spirit of God who teaches us the things of the Word of God. So when we go to pray for the local church service, let's pray that the Holy Spirit himself will be at work in our lives as well as in the lives of others. And then finally, praise God in genuine worship. That is so important. You know, every Sunday morning at our church when we receive the offering, after the offering is received, we sing that great doxology, praise God from whom all blessings flow. And we sing it simply because of the fact that we want to be reminded that God deserves our praise and that everything and anything that we have does come from him. But when it comes time to worship the Lord on Sunday morning or Sunday evening or whenever it is at the local church, praise God in genuine worship, number one, for who he is. I'm reminded of Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 21, where the Word of God says this, "Tell ye and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord, and there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior? There is none beside me." God is the only true God. Years ago, some great theologian defined God as follows, that he is the infinite and perfect spirit in whom all things have its source, support, and end. And when you consider that definition, you realize that it speaks concerning everything that God is, the infinite and perfect spirit in whom all things have its source, support, and end. And there is no other God who is holy and just and merciful, no other God at all. And so we should praise God in genuine worship for who he is. And then we ought to praise God for what he has done. In Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 22, it says this, "Assemble yourselves and come, draw near." Think about that. "Draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood against their graven image and pray unto a God who cannot save." And then verse 22 says, "Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else." Indeed, when we go to church, we should praise God for who he is, but we should also praise God for what he has done. He provided for us a salvation that we do not deserve and that we cannot earn. As Romans 10:13 says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So I trust that you're going to church today, but keep these thoughts in mind. Plan your schedule to go to church regularly. Prepare for the time of worship at church on the Lord's Day. Pray earnestly for the worship service and praise God in genuine worship for who he is and for what he has done. You know, many say that they do not get anything out of a worship service when they go, and perhaps the reason is because they've not prepared for that worship service that they're going to. So prepare to go to church today and then be blessed of the Lord along with others of like precious faith. Thank you so very much for joining me today. I trust that you will go to church today. And until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. God bless you. Remember, the best is yet to come.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.